Usually with the teachings of God's Word I share with you, my goal is to bring you to answers. Today we're going to change things up a little bit. I'm going to ask you a question, and you'll have to determine what the answer is and how to respond to that answer. All right, you ready? My question for you is, which of the seven churches that Jesus addresses in Revelation is America today? I don't answer yet. Let's do a review. Come with me to the second chapter of Revelation. As a quick refresh of what's happening here, Jesus is telling John to take a letter for each of the seven churches. Jesus begins with the church of Ephesus. And please take note, as you read the chapters and verses I'm referring to, Jesus does two things at the start. He makes it clear that his words are for the head of these churches. As an example, here's how Jesus starts his letter to the church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write. Second, Jesus establishes his position, which empowers him and only him to say what he says. Let's continue with Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, meaning the seven churches. Jesus then commends the church for their good works, along with their rejection of evil. He then flips the script on them with one word, nevertheless. Now, that's not a word you want Jesus to ever aim at you. The concern Jesus has about the church at Ephesus is that he's no longer first with them. They know of him, but now they just wave as they pass by him. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you are fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Now let's look at the letter from Jesus to the church at Smyrna. Jesus praises them for the way that they're keeping on, in spite of all that's been against them. But Jesus also warns them that there's more to come. That warning is found in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. But Jesus also shares with them the way that they can once again overcome. Let's continue by reading the rest of Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Next, Jesus addresses the church in Pergamos. He acknowledges how the church is located where Satan is running rampant, yet they stay faithful. At the same time, and this is what concerns Jesus, they're willing to bend. This is explained by Jesus in Revelation chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. We're looking at the letters to the seven churches by Jesus, with my question for you being, which of the seven churches that Jesus addresses in Revelation is America today? We continue with the church at Thyatira. Jesus sees that they're trying, but poorly. This is what Jesus says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 19. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience, but as for your works, the last are more than the first. Then Jesus quickly adds in verse 20, nevertheless, there's that word again, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. Jesus also explains what the cost of this is going to be in verse 23. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now, when you think about it, isn't that a warning that the Old Testament God is always ready to pounce like he did in the Old Testament? Well, now we have the church at Sardis. Jesus observes how they have a classy four-star name, but dirty rooms. I want to make a hotel analogy. There's some scraps left to work with and do a renovation with. Jesus also reminds them that they know better. Here's what he tells them in Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Now, it's not all bad for the church of Sardis. Jesus leaves them with this encouragement in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. We now move to the church in Philadelphia. They're the ones getting it done. Let's see how in Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. That open door that Jesus points out represents the connection with Jesus, which he declares that no one can shut. Jesus also gives them this promise in verse 10, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Our final destination is the church in Laodicea. They think they're all that with their earthly riches. Jesus looks at them and says, eh. He also instructs them on how to get their act together in Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. So again, I ask you, which of the seven churches that Jesus addresses in Revelation is America today? Now, if your answer isn't the church in Philadelphia, each letter, each and every one of them by Jesus to each church, including Philadelphia, closes with an identical direction that can repair and restore the church to meet his will. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.